From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. After 16 months of research and planning, the Mayor's Task Force for Climate Action and Adaptation Planning has completed its plan to make Columbia a carbon-neutral city by the year 2060. The task force presented its plan to the public last night. The plan includes action items regarding energy, housing, transportation, and waste management. Task Force member Kim Wade says one of the most important things a person can do is talk about climate change.
We need to be talking about it with our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, strangers, and finding ways to have those conversations.
The plan is available to view online, and the public is encouraged to provide feedback before May 10th. City Council will vote to implement the plan on June 17th. Republicans pushing to repeal a constitutional amendment that revamped Missouri's redistricting process are finding unusual allies in some Black Democrats in the legislature, who are concerned the new districts might disenfranchise Black voters. A part of the amendment, called Clean Missouri, would change how the state legislative districts are redrawn after the 2020 census. Most Democrats in the state House support the amendment approved by voters in November, but some members of the Legislative Black Caucus say they worry the change could dilute the Black vote by creating new districts that spread out Black voters into majority white districts, the Kansas City Star reported. The Black Caucus has not taken an official stand on the issue, but debate on a possible repeal is scheduled for this week in the Missouri House. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says he wasn't surprised by the Mueller report, which found no criminal evidence of collusion between the Russian government and President Trump's 2016 campaign. Samuel King has more from Kansas City.
On KCUR's Up to Date, Blunt said he and his fellow members of the Senate Intelligence Committee will release a report on Russian influence in the 2016 election soon. So far, they've also found no evidence of collusion. Blunt stopped short of joining fellow Republican Senator Mitt Romney in criticizing Trump's conduct in reaction to the Russia probe, as outlined in the report.
The president does almost everything my mother said never do, but the president has a lot of positive things to talk about.
Missouri's other senator, Josh Hawley, has called for a special counsel to look into the FBI's conduct during the Russia probe. Blunt says the Senate should probably handle that first. I'm Samuel King.
The University of Missouri Extension Office is one of many organizations and public agencies responding to flooding in northwestern Missouri. Aside from helping to establish resource centers for people, MU Extension has also helped farmers by providing information about their contaminated agricultural products. Debbie Bennett is a nutrition and health education specialist for Missouri Extension. Her and her colleagues have been aiding farmers in salvaging some of their crops.
There was a lot of grain still in grain bins in the fields. And that created a question of, what do we do with this grain?
All right.
Can it be used? Can it be salvaged?
In response, staff put together information about the regulations and what farmers can do with their contaminated grain. This included a recommendation that farmers destroy grain that has come in contact with water because of the flooding. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.